Your life counts. Your gifts matter. What lives within you is greater than the limits you were taught to see. This is sudden. I impact. Same fear, same view. Then a voice said, become the observer. Hey! There is more inside of you. So I turned and faced the mirror, let the old conclusions fall. Found a dream beneath the noise that had been waiting through it all. Train this heart of mine.
Every thought becomes a doorway. Every word can plant a seed.
When the vision meets decision, that is where the future leads.
We have fun together. We learn together.
We lift one another higher.
Bring your faith up. Bring your focus. Bring your purpose to the fire. Sudden eye impact.
Feel the moment when the light breaks through.
Sudden eye impact.
See the great possibility in you. Believe it, think it, speak it,
then rise and do the work.
Turn your passion into purpose. Put your purpose in the world.
Your life counts. Your voice matters. Let the sleeping giant rise. Sudden eye impact.
Change your mind
and change your life.
Yeah. There is wealth inside your wisdom. There is value in your hands. There is business in the blessing when your gift becomes a plan. No more waiting for permission. No more shrinking from the call. Take responsibility with courage. Build it brick by brick, stand tall. Let your service make the difference. Let integrity lead the way. Turn the lesson into knowledge. Turn the knowledge into change. That hold resentment. Let forgiveness make you free. Heal the bond you have within you. Change the way you choose to see. Respond with peace instead of anger. Let your spirit set the tone. When you honor your own value, you will never walk alone. Raise the frequency of gratitude. Make your inner vision clear.
What seemed hidden in the distance can begin to gather near.
Foundation.
Thought.
Shape. The direction.
Expectation.
Hold the vision.
Word.
Speak with intention.
Action.
Move with conviction.
Service.
Make the connection.
Faith.
Walk through the unseen. This is self-transformation. Woo! One decision can turn the story.
Oh.
One more swing can clear the wall.
Keep believing.
aware. Be accountable. Be of service. Live by plan and design. Until next time.
Keep walking by faith. Sudden I am packed. Sudden I am packed.
Yes, seeing your life counts and enthusiasm definitely makes a difference. Hello and welcome to the Sudden Eye Impact Show. Today is going to start a journey of phase three. If you come and listen to these shows, you can expect transcendence, transmutation, and transformation. Now, what I'm going to be covering going forward is going to fall under the umbrella of both finances and relationships. Why? Because the same exact patterns that are self-protecting and self-sabotaging are running in both relationships and finances. With that being said, I want to dive into this because it's all about having a plan. It's about planning your work and working your plan. You got to have tunnel vision. You're going to have to be selfish for a period of time so that you get to be selfless. So plan your work and work your plan. If you don't have a plan and work that plan, you're preparing to fail. You're guaranteed to fail. So let's dive right into it. Epigenetics. From the third trimester of your mother's pregnancy, your mother's identity began to automatically express itself on you. Why? Because you were in the theta state. And being in the theta state, you were just like a sponge in water, just soaking it up, just recording, just being downloaded to. And this is the problem that's going on. So the reason that you are experiencing what you are experiencing in each key area of life, in particular in relationships and finance, is because of lack of mental mastery, lack of emotional mastery, and lack of self-mastery. To the degree that you can awaken and become the observer and become the watcher to see this for your own self, that will dictate to the measure or to the degree of how much you can change, right? Any change is a total change. Any change is a total change. Any change is a total change. Everything is about relationships, right? And we're going to go deeper into that in other segments. But I want to start right now with money and abundance. So there's only abundance, right? And we're going to look at the law of correspondence. As in heaven, so on earth. As above, so below. As within, so without. There is no out there, out there. Everything is within you. You have to, as the science of getting rich quoted, be certain that you are who you desire to be and be certain that you have what you desire or prefer to have. So let's get into finances, money and abundance. Money is energy. Money is energy. Money is energy. So money is the perfect mirror. It reflects back to you your attitude towards money. So your attitude towards money is dictating, mandating, and orchestrating the forms and expression of you. The greatest revelation is I am money. So since I am money, therefore I have money. But if you see it as separate and apart from you, then you are sending the signal in your field of lack, scarcity, scarred city, negative emotions, frustration, disappointment, anger, hate. And all of that gets reflected back to you. See, what's outside of you has already happened. It's a dead reality. Nothing you can do about it. You must go within and do something different to experience something without. Let's go further into this. If you came up in a household where there were arguments, fights, and abandonment around the topic or around the subject of money, to your subconscious mind or childlike mind, there is a gap, a discrepancy between what your conscious mind thinks about money and your subconscious mind thinks about money. What do you mean? Well, consciously, you're thinking, I want more money, I want more money, I want more money. But subconsciously, your mind or your childlike mind is saying, money equals danger. Money causes fights. Money causes abandonment. Money breaks up relationships. Money causes divorces. Do you see the discrepancy there? Do you see the gap? That gap has to be eliminated, annihilated, obliterated, or you're going to continually have problems with money. So I want to give an example. Who's qualified to speak about the topic or subject of money? And I'm going to come back to this in a second. The example I want to give you is a person that is a professor that studied all these years more qualified to speak on alcoholism rather than a person that used to be an alcoholic who used to drink every day, who used to get filthy drunk every day, right? The world has taught us that the professor has a higher ranking and has more credibility to discuss the topic of alcoholism over the person who used to be an alcoholic. But actually, the reverse is true. The person that used to be an alcoholic who is now sober, helping other people become sober, is more qualified and has more credibility to actually help people overcome alcoholism. So it is with money. You're going to have to go to a person that has firsthand experience and visceral experience with money to overcome those bad habits and those untruths and bad relationships with money. Example, you grew up in a household hearing money is the root of all evil. Money can't buy you love. It takes money to make money. Money is hard to come by. Money is scarce. That is negative conditioning in mind, bad programming in mind, setting bad paradigms. That's similar to a thermostat that runs your central air and heat unit that has to be recalibrated. As long as you think you have to work hard for money, that's the way it's going to be for you. As long as you think that money is the root of all evil, you're going to be kept away from money. As long as you think that money is scarce, nearly impossible to obtain and to experience, so basically, that's the way it's going to be for you. as long as you think that money is dangerous, that's the way it's going to be for you, right? Now, why would a person say they want more money but hold these core beliefs and still be trying to figure out through frustration, suicidal thoughts, why money's not coming to them? It's going to be plain to see. I'm painting the perfect picture for you to see what's going on. There's a conflict in your belief system. Your beliefs are not hidden from you. They are right in front of you. Your beliefs are not hidden from you. They are right in front of you. Your beliefs are not hidden from you. They are right in front of you. So saying I want money and believing that money is dangerous, money is the root of all evil, money is hard to come by, you got to work hard for money, there's incongruence. So that would have to be balanced out to open back up the flow for more money to flow to you. If money is dangerous, if money is the root of all evil, if money is impossible to obtain, why is 90% of adults 18 and up getting on the highway at 7 in the morning to go to a physical building to try to make some money, or working remote, making money to pay their rent, to pay their electric bill, to provide food for themselves, food and clothing and accessories for themselves and their children? This makes no sense. This is why you have to get out a pen and pad and begin to write down these things. Because the problem is you have inherited beliefs, inherited narratives or stories, painful experiences before you were able to think for yourself. All of this in collaboration is causing you to experience what you're currently experiencing. And it's not going to change, because nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. The definition of insanity is to do the same exact thing but expect a different result. That is what is impossible. Okay? So I want to break this down with great simplicity. The way you think about money is how money thinks about you. The best way to begin to advance and improve your relationship with money, enhance your relationship with money, and expand your relationship with money is to be the observer, to be the watcher, and see how you're thinking and you're feeling and you're behaving with money. It's going to be incredible when you actually become aware of what you've been doing. I want to tell you right here, right now, all things are possible now. All things are possible with money now. But it's going to take faith. That means you're going to have to break out of the forces of average. It's going to take faith, right? Right now you're in fear. All you know, or the autopilot story that's running, is there's not enough. I don't have this. I don't have that. I don't deserve. I'm not worthy. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. So you're actually repelling the thing that you require, because everything in this world costs. Food costs, clothing and accessories costs, drinks costs, having a car costs, gasoline costs, car insurance costs, the internet costs, a habitation costs, all right? So how can money be evil? How can money be dangerous? Now, the person who has the money has a choice to do good or do evil. The person who has the money can do safe things or they can do dangerous things with the money. But the money in and of itself is neutral. It's not an end. It's a means to an end. So with that being said, you're going to have to dig into your core beliefs and find out the inherited beliefs and the inherited stories that you have around the topic, around the subject of money. Until you do this, I have a 100% guarantee your life won't change very much. You might get a break here and there, you know, move a couple steps forward, but then your old self is going to pull you back 10 steps back. And so this is why so many people are frustrated. You got people working 3 or 4 jobs. You got people working 2 jobs. They drive, they do Uber Eats, they do Uber, they do Lyft, and they still don't have a wooden nickel. It's an inside job, folks. It's an inside job, folks. It's an inside job, folks. As within, so without. As within, so without. As within, so without. You are already everything, and you already have everything, but they've hidden it for you in plain sight. You can't see it. You're going to have to change your identity. You're going to have to change your perception or what you see. And you're going to have to change how you feel about yourself first and then how you feel about money. Money is just a tool like a hammer or a nail or a drill. It's here to assist you, right? You can listen to all these different songs. Money Can't Buy Me Love. There was a soul group that sung that in the 90s. You know, listen to the lyrics. I don't care too much for money because money can't buy me love. See, we've been programmed to make money an adversary, to make money an enemy, to make money bad. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, if you're going to be goody-goody, you know, you're going to be a white sheet with no spots, you're not going to be able to have money. All right? Another person's opinion or how they feel about you is none of your business. You're going to have to be okay with being seen as being bad or being dirty. You know, they have different names for money. You know, filthy rich, filthy lucre. All right? You're going to have to use common sense. If you have to pay rent, right, your rent's $1,500, that requires some money. So what are you going to do? Are you going to take on the programming, the conditioning, and the paradigms of the hypnotic societal programming and say money is bad? Or are you going to open up yourself, open up the floodgates to receive the money that you require to meet your basic needs? See, your brain is not for you. Your brain does not care what is true. Your brain cares for what is familiar. And what is familiar for your brain is to keep you in survival mode, to keep you in lack, to keep you in insufficiency, right? The brain just wants to know, are you going to eat, drink, and procreate? That's all it cares about. It's literally animalistic. So it's not really about learning. It's going to be more about unlearning and letting go of the patterns that no longer serve you. Let go of the patterns that no longer serve you. Let go of the patterns that are no longer serving you and benefiting you. This is crucial. Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. Nothing changes unless something changes. And the thing that has to change is you. The thing that has to change is you. Nobody can get inside of your body and do this for you. You don't need a coach. You don't need a therapist. You don't need a counselor. You need you. And you just need to pay attention to what you're paying attention to. You only need you. And you need to pay more attention to what you're paying attention to. You only need you. and you must pay more attention to what you're paying attention to. My intention with this is to bless you, to prosper you, to help you flourish and thrive, but you got to really listen to what I'm saying. You got to become the observer. You got to become the watcher. You got to begin to live your life by design and not on default. You can no longer let the autopilot programming run. You can no longer tolerate the autopilot programming running. You got to utilize the two key times of the day to deprogram and reprogram, to deprogram and reprogram, to deprogram and reprogram. And that is the most important time is right before you go to sleep, while you're in that drowsy state. And then when you first wake up, those first 5 to 15 minutes, 5 to 12 minutes, when you're still in that droggy state, you got to tell a new story. You got to paint a new image. You got to tell a new narrative. Don't let your old self continue to defeat you. The Bible says, and I'm a fan of the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, all these esoteric books. So it doesn't matter what your religion is. This stuff works for every person that's working it, consciously or unconsciously. It says, put away the old man, put on the new man. All right. Now, Bob Proctor said, thinking is the highest function that a man or woman is capable of. Thinking is the highest function that a man or woman is capable of. Say it one more time. Thinking is the highest function that a man or woman is capable of. You are always thinking, therefore you are always aligning with something. My question is, are you aligning what you don't want? Or are you aligning with what you prefer? Ask this question a couple more times because I want it to sink in. Are you aligning moment by moment with what you do not prefer? Or are you aligning with what you prefer or what is ideal for you in each key category of life, especially relationships, money, and abundance? See, when you declutter your thinking, when you clear out your thinking and you get exquisite clarity, crystal clearness on what it is that you desire, what it is that you prefer, what it is that you want, with or without action, it becomes possible for you. With or without action, it becomes possible for you. With or without action, it becomes possible for you, because all things are possible now. Everything that you prefer, everything that you desire already exists, and there is at least one person somewhere in the universe that is experiencing it. Some of my clients call me the excuse taker. Some of my clients call me the excuse taker. Some of my clients call me the excuse taker. Why? Because I back you into the corner so you have no more excuses to give me. And once you dump all that trash out, you're clear and you're open to receive. You got to become a good receiver. You got to become a great receiver. You got to become an amazing receiver. You got to become a phenomenal receiver. You must become open to receive. 95% of the world knows how to give, but only 5% of the world knows how to receive. 95% of the world knows how to give, but they block receiving. They block receiving. They block receiving. They don't know how to receive. They won't let anybody pay for dinner, lunch, breakfast. They won't let anybody give them a gift card. They can't receive a simple compliment. All of this basically is applied to the saying, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So I want to just keep going. I want to keep going. I want to prime the pump. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about. Yes, I know we have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. 91 to 93% of those thoughts are the same, according to Joe Dispenza. So people wonder why their life is not changing much. And the reason that their life is not changing much is because they're still having the same thoughts automatically on autopilot, or they're still identifying with the same thoughts. Yes, I know not every thought comes from you. Thoughts disappear. But you do have the power to think how you want to think, to feel how you want to feel, and to act how you want to act. It's solely up to you. No one is controlling you with a remote control. You think that, and that's an illusion. But as long as you stay thinking that way, that's the way it'll be for you. What you think about is what you bring about. What you think about is what you bring about. What you think about is what you bring about. What are you consistently thinking about? What are you consistently thinking feelingly about? What are you consistently thinking feelingly about? What are you consistently thinking feelingly about? What you think upon grows and expands in your experience called reality. What you think upon grows and expands in your experiences called reality. What you think up on grows and expands in your experience called reality. You must keep your hand on the helm of thought. This is from the book, Think As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. You must keep your hand on the helm of thought. You're always thinking, you're always thinking, you're always thinking, you're always thinking something. You're always thinking something feelingly. You must keep your hand on the helm of thought. You're always thinking. Don't get it twisted. Moment by moment, you're thinking something, whether it's on autopilot or it's by choice. You're always thinking something, either on autopilot or by choice. I'm trying to get you to wake up. I'm trying to get you to be the observer. I'm trying to get you to be the watcher. James Allen said, man is mind and mind is man, and evermore he takes the tool of thought and shaping forth what he wills, brings forth 1,000 joys or 1,000 ills. He thinks in secret and it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass. You got to use your thought power. You got to use your thought energy to bring into form what's ideal, what you prefer, what you truly desire, what's a heart's desire. No one has a heart's desire to hurt another human being. No one has a heart's desire to be poor, to practice poverty, to be constantly be broke, busted, and disgusted. No one has a heart's desire to live in scarcity. But it's going to take mind purification. It is a negative programming in mind. It is a negative conditioning in mind. It is a negative paradigm around money in mind that is holding you back. It's not the government. It's not your job. It's not your supervisor. It's not your boss. This is about radical accountability and radical responsibility. This is about radical accountability and radical responsibility. This is about radical accountability and radical responsibility. To the measure that you're able to take responsibility, that you are the one doing everything to yourself, your life will have a 360-degree turnaround. I promise you. This is the way it works. The universe has a self-correcting code. It's called balance. The universe has a self-correcting code. It's called balance. The universe has a self-correcting code. It's called balance. One of the laws that will never change is the energy you put out is energy you get back. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. You got to clean up your energy. You got to stop subscribing like you subscribe to Amazon Prime and Hulu and Netflix, to all these beliefs that it takes money to make money. You have to work hard for money. You can only get money from a traditional 9-to-5 job. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is the root of all evil. You got to put away those old beliefs, those old stories, those old assumptions. And you got to say the new story. Money comes to you easily and effortlessly. Money comes to you frequently. I make money doing what I love and enjoy. I make money doing what I love and enjoy. I make money doing what I love and enjoy. I make money doing what I love and enjoy. I make money adding value to others. 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 I make money solving other people's problems. 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 You know the parable of the talents, right? In Matthew 25, where the guy with the one talent, he hid his talent, and his talent got taken away from him, and it went to the guy that had five talents that doubled his talent. You got to read this like a metaphysical book, not like a history book, right? There are sound principles in there that if followed will put you ahead. That if not found, that if not followed will set you back. Okay? What you think about, you bring about. What you think upon grows and expands. You are the one that is responsible for directing your focus and attention and concentration. You got to put your awareness on what you prefer, what's ideal. Remember, your brain, the reptilian brain, is animalistic. It still thinks that you're getting chased by a tiger or a lion or a hyena. It doesn't care what is true, folks. It does not care what is true. It deems what is true as what is familiar, what is normal, what is ordinary. What's ordinary for you? To drive your car, to wash your face, to brush your teeth, to drink something, to eat something. So the reason that you lack money, right, and resources, connections and collaborations, is because you have accepted lack. You've accepted scarcity. You think that it's cast in stone. You think that it's final. You think that you can't do nothing about it. But that is an illusion. That is an illusion. There is only God, and there is only success, whatever that means to you. And everything happens by grace and grace alone. Everything happens by grace and grace alone. There is only God. And everything happens through you, for you, as you, by grace alone. There is only God. And everything happens for you, through you, as you, by grace alone. Thinking is the highest function that a man or woman is capable of. What you think about, you bring about. What you consistently think about, you bring about. What you continuously think about, you bring about. What you constantly think about, you bring about. What you constantly think about, you bring about. What you constantly think about, you bring about. You've been taught that focusing on the problems will give you the solution. Wrong answer. Focusing on the problem can never give you an answer. Remember, Einstein said that the same mind that created the problem, it's impossible for that mind to give you the solution. You're going to have to go to your higher mind, your higher self, your higher power. Stop being your little self, right? The little 7-year-old, right? You're just constantly like playing a video game, Super Mario Brothers. You're just constantly rotating in a circle, the narrative. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving. I can't catch a break. Nothing ever works out for me. Nothing ever works out for me. Nothing ever works out for me. I guess it's just the way life is. I guess it's just the way the cookie crumbles. Wrong answer. Whatever you say becomes your truth. Whatever you say becomes your truth. Whatever you say becomes your truth. It is written because you wrote it. It is written because you wrote it. It is written because you wrote it. How you look at life is how life looks at you. How you look at life is how life looks at you. How you look at life is how life looks at you. How you look at life is how life looks at you. How you look at life is how life looks at you. Folks, it's going to take decluttering your mind. It's going to take standing up to these intrusive thoughts. It's going to take feeling these emotions and letting them pass. Because you keep letting the past be the past. You're being the past. Until you become stronger than your past, you're unfit for a future. Until you become stronger than your past, you're unfit for a future. Until you become stronger than your past, you're unfit for a brighter future. Right? Most of you don't understand that you're only playing on one plane, the physical plane. That's only 33%. The highest plane is the spiritual plane. That's another 33%. And then the next highest plane is the mental plane. That's another 33%. So you're only working with one third of the picture. You're always going to come up short. This is why I said the reason that you don't have the results that you want to have in your relationships, in your health, in your career, and in your finances is because you don't have mental mastery, you don't have emotional mastery, and you don't have self-mastery. Until you accomplish that, it'll constantly be a firefight or an uphill battle, right? Everything is ebbs and flows. I invite you all, you need to stop making excuses, right? I'm called the excuse taker. You need to start going for a walk. Hear the birds chirping. Feel the wind on your skin. Look at the leaves. Look at the grass. Look at the dandelions. Go by some water and observe the waves in the river or the lake, or the ocean. The best things in life are free. You are one with it all. You are everything and you have everything, but you don't know how to express it. Right? All of this is a trust game. You must trust and you must know yourself. The Ark of Al-Dafa, the words are inscribed, know thyself. See, know thyself. When you know yourself, you know all. When you know yourself, you know all. When you know yourself, you know all. You're going to have to take control of your thinking. That is what is going to cause the nervous system to regulate. That is what is going to cause your emotions to regulate and come back into alignment. We're not creating anything. Everything is already created. we're just simply aligning, either knowingly or unknowingly, either consciously or unconsciously, either being aware or not being aware, you're aligning with something. You're always aligning. So I'm asking, what are you aligning with? You can't say you want one thing and then have the core beliefs that oppose what you want. Can't get there, right? You got to get your mind, body, and soul aligned. You got to get your conscious, your subconscious, and your superconscious aligned. Your higher self already knows and is communicating with you every day, but you're oblivious. You're looking outside of yourself for validation, for approval, for permission. That's not going to work. You cannot get validation, approval, and permission outside of yourself. Can't happen. This is a trust, knowing, and faith journey. And you're going to always be on it. I'm bringing this content to you because I want you to stop self-protecting, stop self-sabotaging, and to stop defeating yourself. You're in Earth School, and it's progressive, and it's indefinite. So the quicker you stop feeling sorry for yourself and pouring the mouth and stop beating yourself down, we do way more damage to ourselves than anyone could ever do to us, moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour, the better off you're going to be. A lot of y'all think that y'all live 365 days in a year. But, you know, Tom Cruise said, you can't handle the truth, so I'm going to give you the truth. The truth is you live the same day 365 times. You're cheating yourself. I'm bringing this content to you because I want you to begin to treat yourself and not cheat yourself. I want you to begin to treat yourself and not cheat yourself, all right? We got to get out of these patterns of I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve, and I'm not worthy. You are inherently worthy because you exist. If the universe, if the planet didn't need you, you wouldn't be here. It needs your energy. It needs your uniqueness. That's why you're here. So you have a gift and you have a talent that you can bring and give value and benefits to others. And you can be appropriately compensated for it. And you can live a life by design and not by default. Yes, for many, many years, we had excuses. Nobody taught us this. Nobody showed us this. All the information is out there, and no one owns it. It belongs to God, and it's for all of us to utilize, to exercise, to fulfill our purpose. Okay? We're talking about the importance of relationships, and I'm going to be going deeper into this in different episodes. But money and abundance is for you. It's part of your divine spiritual heritage. You must educate yourself on what to do with it when you receive it. But your gifts and your talents must make room for you. Your gifts and your talents must make room for you. Your gifts and your talents must make room for you. Right? Let's say each talent is $10 million. If you're hiding your talent, you're going to be broke. You're going to be busted. You're going to be disgusted. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be suicidal. You're going to be wanting to give up, right? You cave in first in your mind, in your brain, because your brain already wants to give up anyway. It's not for you. It's your enemy. That's why you got to unlearn and relearn. You got to deprogram and reprogram, right? Those pivotal times, right? Right before you go to bed and right when you wake up. And anytime you can just pinch yourself and just take 60 seconds to make new suggestions or new assumptions to yourself. You do have a say-so. You do have a say-so. You are the power. You are reality. You are the power and you are reality. You are an infinite being. You've been taught that you're some little bitty human, but that's not true. That's an illusion. I know this is strong. This is not for the faint of heart. This is for the real up-and-comers, the go-getters, the ones that are tired of being tired, right? Listen to me. You cannot get approval, permission, and validation outside of yourself. You must go within and give it to yourself. You must go within and give it to yourself. You must go within and give it to yourself. What you think upon grows and expands in your experience called reality. What you think upon grows and expands in your experience, which is called reality or life. You have to stop putting stuff on a pedestal. You got to put yourself on a pedestal. If you're a guy and you want the girl, right? If you have that girl above you, you won't be able to have her. If you're a girl and you're desiring this certain guy, if you elevate that guy above you, you won't be able to have him. You must be above or equal to. You must be above or equal to, right? Money. If you put money on the pedestal and it's far away from you, you're not going to be able to have it. You must be above it or equal to it. It's just energy. And what you're thinking and you're feeling and your expectation, you bring it into form. All right? If it's above you, you're not going to be able to have it. You have to be either above it or you have to be equal with it. It's the way it works, folks. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. The energy you put out is the energy you get back. You are worthy of every desire. Your desire is not coming from you anyway. It's coming from your higher self because you exist. You are worthy because you exist. You are deserving because you exist. You are enough because you exist. You are good enough because you exist. Nothing is hard. There's no big or small. Everything works the exact same way. And it can be easy or it can be hard. You decide. Everything works the exact same way. It can be easy or it can be hard. You decide. There's no big or small. The penny is the same as $1 million. $1 million is the same as the penny. A drop of the ocean is the same as all the ocean, and all the ocean is the same as a drop of the water. You can't say that you have a portion of something or you're a fractal of something and then you not be the total thing. So you are a fractal of God made in his image and in his likeness, and you operate like him, right? It's one and the same. These man-made constructs have gotten you confused. You will not be able to succeed in confusion and chaos and discombobulation. You will not be able to succeed in chaos, confusion, and discombobulation. You must get clarity. Some of these people talking all this talk and all this stuff, they're always angry and they're frustrated and all this stuff. They've never met spirit, right? When you're doubting yourself, you're doubting spirit. Spirit that's done everything. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. So when you doubt yourself, you basically block God. You're doubting God. So you have all the power, and all the power could work for you to bring you what you want. But you're stopping it because you're saying, I can't do that. Like the science of getting rich says, you must know with certainty that you are who you want to be. I am that I am. You must know with great certainty that you have what you desire to have, that you have what you prefer to have, that you have what you truly desire. Now, stop getting caught up in all these man-made constructs and concepts and stuff that's meant to deter you. Get out of fear, get out of fear, get out of fear and get into faith. 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 What you think about, you bring about. 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 What are you consistently thinking feelingly about? 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 Are you thinking more about the bill that you can't pay? Or are you thinking more about the money that's going to come in to cover that expense? The choice is always yours. The choice is always yours. The choice is always yours. You can always choose. You can always decide. You can always select. Moment by moment, you have these opportunities. All potentialities exist. All possibilities exist. Everything is a probability. Everything is a probability. Everything is a probability. Everything is a probability. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are your reality. There is not going to be any proof. There is not going to be any evidence until you become it. You must change who you be, identity. You must change emotionally. And you must change what you see. 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 Perception is reality. 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 And I leave on this note. Yes! And your life counts.
Your life counts. Your gifts matter. What lives within you is greater than the limits you were taught to see. This is sudden. I impact. Same road, same fear, same view. Then a voice said, become the observer. There is more inside of you. So I turned and faced the mirror. Let the old conclusions fall. Found a dream beneath the noise that had been waiting through it all. Train this heart and mind.